añado 5 semanas, 5 horas a la semana, de lunes a viernes, unas gotas de listening and speaking, enciendo el catalizador y...
Que no te cuenten cuentos. No existen fórmulas mágicas para aprender inglés, por mucho que algunos se empeñen en idearlas. Pero con nuestros cursos trimestrales puedes mejorarlo en solo 3 meses. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos llamando al 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Sigue este programa en Radio TDT, Internet, Podcast o en la aplicación para el móvil.
Get ready. Hold on to your hats. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no... It's show with no name time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Juanjo, tell them what it's called.
The show with no name.
Oh, wow, so we're starting the week like that? Así empezamos la semana. I like it, I like it. All right, well, folks, we are back for another exciting week. Di la palabra conmigo. Es como si estuviera una K en medio de esa palabra, ¿no? No, oigo mucha gente decir, exciting, ¿no? Dame una K. Exciting. Example, right? You gotta use those. When you see EX, es como si estuviera una K en lugar de esa X, right? So, example. Right. All right. So, guys, we're starting off with pronunciation. We're going to learn vocabulary, expressions, and all through humor, pop culture, movies, music, and of course, with tons of challenges. But ladies and gentlemen, we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another. I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you. One ho or another.
That's right, it's Juanjo or another in the house, folks. And what a great day we've got. Man, I'm excited. I know you're thinking, how can you be that excited? Con K, como si estuviera una K, right? How can you be this excited on a Monday? Well, guys, when you love what you do, when you believe in what you do, well, you've got no other choice. No te queda otra. You're excited about life. And I've always been one of those people. I'm more prone to, propenso a, right? I'm more prone, se escribe prone, right? I'm more prone to overstating things, exagerando las cosas, than understating things. So I'm, you know, but yo exagero más de lo que digo, bueno, ahí está. You know, so, but I prefer to be that kind of person. And well, for the next 2 hours, that's what we're going to do. We are going to enjoy, our time together, and we're going to learn. And, if you can have fun and learn, well, then you've got that whole secret figured out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you there's so many different ways to participate on our show. Now, you can participate on Facebook and Twitter. Pero, Juanjo, ¿cómo era mi esto de Twitter y Facebook otra vez? Era...
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso. Y ahora, mientras tuiteas con Alberto, ¿por qué no te pasas por nuestra sección de tienda en grupovaughan.com y compras el nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso?
That's right, buy my new book. Danny is a wise guy, wise es sabio, and he says buy my new book for a reason, because it's awesome. And I know, well, Ingrid, one of our listeners, received it last week. Now, if you're a cheapskate like me, it is a cheapskate es un tacaño, que no, es broma, no soy así, but I'm just making a joke. But if you're a cheapskate like me and you're saying, I don't want to pay for the book, it's not worth it, well, don't worry, guys. You can win it on Fridays here on Show With No Name. So we give you lots of opportunities, a weekly opportunity to win my book. But either way, if you can't wait, if you're like me, you get excited about things and you can't wait, well, then you can pick it up at Vaughan Tienda or wherever fine books are sold. You got to know that one if you work in marketing, right? Especially for books in publishing, wherever fine books are sold. So, guys, you can participate on Twitter, also on Facebook. On Fridays, we do a Facebook Live, as Danny said. We've got a new phone number as well where you can leave us voice messages. You can tell us your success stories, your horror stories, or you can just give us a shout-out. Mándanos un saludo. Remember, always say your name. So, hey, this is Tanya. I'm tuning in from Slovakia, and I just want to say whatever. Right? And then, well, this way you introduce yourself. Preséntate. Right? On these voice messages. Now, Juanjo, you know I'm forgetful. Tú sabes que se me olvidan las cosas. What was the phone number again to participate?
Mándanos tus historias, anécdotas y participa en nuestros retos. Toma nota del número 636-420-300. Desde ahora, ese es tu número.
That's right, folks. That's your phone number. Send us a voice message, a text message. Obviously, the idea is to send a voice message. This way you can vocalize. A lot of you tell me, oh, I don't have an opportunity to use my English to speak to anyone. Well, now you can speak to all the other listeners on the show. Now, a couple rules. Keep it short, guys. No te enrolles como las persianas. I love that expression. No te enrolles. Keep it short and sweet. Hi, my name is Blah. I'm listening from Tal. I started listening 3 years ago, and I work in this field, and now, I'm traveling and meeting a lot of new friends in blah, 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 blah. Tell us your story. But keep it short. And that is a, guys, I always talk about that. That is such a skill. Es una habilidad saber resumir las cosas. It really, think about it. In marketing, you don't, hablando de marketing, you have a movie poster. You can't put everything in there. At first, you don't want to. You want to leave some stuff, a little, some mystery there. But, so you need to find a short and sweet way to say it, a succinct way to say things. So that's a great skill to practice, even in your own language, right? Sometimes we make mistakes or we get tongue-tied because we overcomplicate things. And I'm not talking about, again, speaking English. I'm talking about speaking your own native language. All right, guys. So remember, another way to participate. And in case that wasn't enough for you, well, you can also participate via our app. Now, remember, our app is Vaughan Radio, and it's a free app. Y vamos a darles un reto. Let's give them a little challenge over here. I think we're going to give them an easy one to get started out here, because it's Monday. I know you guys are sleepy. I'm a bit sleepy myself. I'm getting tongue-tied as well. Nosotros decimos, se me ata la lengua. I get tongue-tied. All right, here it is. Very easy one. We're looking for a preposition here. Now, we want you to fill in the blank. This is on our Vaughan Radio app. And it's a common way to say que algo no funciona bien. Está dando problemillas. Okay, and we're looking for a preposition. Very, very easy, guys. I expect at least 90% of you guys to get it right. My computer is the fritz again. My computer is the fritz again. Okay, so if you're familiar with this expression, remember, we've looked at all the expressions I give you on the app at some point or another on the show. So you should be familiar with them. So we're looking for the correct preposition there. My computer is the Fritz again. If you know the correct answer, guys, well, of course, go over to our Vaughn Radio app and participate right now. And you know what? Let's give them a way to participate on Twitter right now as well. I think we're going to start with a little listening exercise over here. And I'm going to say six words. Voy a decir seis palabras, six words in English. Now, some of them you might be familiar with, some of them you might not be familiar with. So we're going to test your listening. We're going to test your ear and how you can not just pick up words, differentiate between those words and words that sound alike, right? They sound like those words, right? Hay muchas palabras como el beach, bitch, sheet, shit. So we use that as well as a chance to look at those nuances, esos matices entre palabras. Now, today we're going to make it a bit of a double challenge here. These six words have something in common. Estas seis palabras tienen algo en común. So I want to know what the words are, and I want to know what they have in common. Okay, amigos? Now we can do this one on Twitter, at I'm Alberto Alonso, arroba IM Alberto Alonso. Good luck, guys. In fact, this is not our first challenge. This is our second challenge. Our first challenge today was on the app. All right, here we go. Dug, stung, swore, knelt, slid, swam. Woo! Son esas de una sílaba que, oh, man. I know you hate those words. I know it. I think they're harder than the three-syllable or, right, they're called monosyllabic words. But I don't think many people know that. Muchos nativos no saben eso. Mono viniendo de uno, ¿no? Like the difference between mono and stereo. Right. So, let me give you these words again. Remember, if you know the words, if you're able to decipher, to recognize these words, well, then, let us know on Twitter. All right. I'll give you all six. I also want to know today, a little bonus there, what these words have in common. They all have something in common today. So let's see if you guys know what they have in common. Now, right now, I'm checking my Twitter feed over here, my mentions, and I don't think anyone's got it yet. Because usually people get it the first time around. Is it that difficult today? I don't know, guys. Maybe I've made it too difficult for you. Hey, I don't think anything's too difficult for you guys. All right, let's take a look at the app. A ver cómo vais por la aplicación. Well, on the app right now, 85% of you have gotten it right. But also, the one on the app is really, really easy. All right, guys, I'm going to repeat these words. It seems like nobody got these words the first time around. Now, guys, I know they're difficult. That doesn't mean you shouldn't participate. I always urge you. In fact, the harder the challenge, the more you should want to participate. Okay? The more eager, right? Eager is excited, ready, anxious, right? All right, here we go, guys. Six words, and what do they have in common? Here we go. Dug, stung, swore, knelt, slid, swam. Now, I can't say these words any clearer. I'm pronouncing them perfectly. All right, which that won't always be the case, especially when these words are mixed in there with a lot of other words and a native is saying them at totally native speed. Because you guys know that. You don't think about it. I love when I hear this comment. People say, oh, Alberto, es que... ¿Qué habláis tan rápido, los americanos o los ingleses? And I say, and you guys don't, in Spain, you guys don't speak quickly? Are you serious? You guys speak a mile a minute. I'm telling you. You don't listen to yourselves. You're just listening to English. Like, oh, habláis rapidísimo. No, and you guys are nice and slow. Trust me, native speakers, they don't think about enunciating. Okay, if you're an actor or you're a performer, sure. Because you've studied it. You know the instrument, right? When I say the instrument, I mean your body, right? That's the instrument you study when you study fine arts, bellas artes, right? I studied theater, as you guys know. I got a BFA. Alberto, what does BFA stand for? Good question. BFA stands for Bachelor in Fine Arts, right? Bellas artes. We don't say beautiful arts. We say fine arts, right? All right, so let's see. Man, all right, Usuario Anonimo, at least he's honest, or she's honest, says, no idea, LOL. No tengo ni idea. All right, well, hey, let's see. I got a lot of people. Katia was the first one to take a stab at it. But, oh, I see a little mistake there. But don't worry. Don't worry, Katia. That's exact. Hey, the reason I said another thing we look at, we don't only look at the words in question, but we look at words that could be confused or mixed up for these words, right? So, for example, the first word is not dog. But hey, at least now I know that some of you could confuse it with dog. So we'll look at the word dog and we'll look at the first word I gave you and see the difference. Okay, so that's another great thing about this exercise. Because these are things I don't really think about. And then when I see your answers, I'm like, claro, para ellos suena esta palabra. Y así distinguimos, right, entre estas palabras. All right? A lot of you heard the word dog, perro. Now, as much as I love dogs, ya sabéis que me encantan los perretes. As much as I love dogs, I've got to tell you guys something. That's not the first word. Right? It's not the first word. The first word was Doug. D-U-G. And it's interesting because a dog digs. Pero no acabas de decir Doug. Claro, eso es el pasado. Dig, dug, dug. Right? Cavar. To dig. Dogs dig. So think of this, y así te acuerdas de la frase. The dog dug a hole. ¿Ves cómo no suena igual? De hecho, dug, D-U-G, que es la palabra que dije, suena igual que dug, nombre, Douglas, Douglas, dug. So you could say dug dug a hole, but the dog didn't. Right? Dug cavó un agujero, pero el perro no. Dug dug a hole. But the dog, see the difference? Dog, dug. The dog dug a hole. Dilo conmigo, amigos. Vocaliza si podéis. It's great to practice these confusing words. That's why it's great, Katia, that you got confused. And Katia wasn't the only one to put dog. In fact, some of you put duck. One of you put duck. Pato. Right? Y la palabra es, o sea, que confundiste la terminación. No pasa nada. Duck, pato. Dog, dilo conmigo. Dog, perro. Y dug, el pasado de la palabra dig, cavar. Right? Dig, dug. So vamos a decir, el perro cavó un agujero, todos juntos. The dog dug a hole. Okay? Dig, dug, dug. Es el pasado. Es lo que todos tienen en común. All these words had one thing in common, guys. They were all past tense. Son el pasado. And they're all irregular verbs. So they're irregular verbs in the past tense. There you go. So dug. Que también es el participio en este paso. Dig, dug, dug. Okay, good. Let's take a look at the second word. The second word was stung. S-T-U-N-G. Stung. Now again, I said it's in the past. So the word is sting, como el cantante. Sting, stung, stung. The bee stung me. Tzz. La avispa me picó. Stung, right? Muhammad Ali said it, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. El pasado stung, sting, stung, stung. Otro que es pasado y el participio. ¿Ves? El inglés es facilísimo. Sting, el cantante, stung, stung. I got stung by a bee, right? I got stung, S-T-U-N-G, okay? Now, some of you guys got that one wrong, too, so careful. Stung, right? So the first word was dug. The second word was stung, all right? The past of sting. The next word was swore. Swore. S-W-O-R-E. Swore. Swore. Now, some of you put sword. Que es diferente. Sword es espada. S-W. La W no se pronuncia. Hay gente que pronuncia, pero suena un poco raro, amigos. No se dice sword, tanto que sword. O sea, apúntalo y tacha la W. Sword, right? No, this word is swore. I swore I would never say that. Juré que nunca iba a decir eso. I swore. Ahora, este no es el participio. Porque swear, swore, sworn. En los primeros dos era la tercera columna también. Aquí no. Aquí es sworn, jurado. Now, no es solo jurar, pero es decir palabrotas también. I swore a lot more when I was a kid. Rima con more. Yo decía más palabrotas cuando yo era un niño. I swore more when I was a kid. So the third word, was swore. S-W-O-R-E. Escrito en español, suore. Otro que es la segunda columna. Es un verbo irregular y es el pasado simple. Okay, swore. All right, the next one. Now, this one was a tough one, too. Right. The next one. Let's see. I don't know if anybody got them. Well, we do have somebody who got them all right. Ladies and gentlemen, a nice round of applause for Javi Lopez. Nice job, Javi Lopez. That was not easy at all. No fue fácil para nada. And, well, I applaud all of your efforts. In fact, a lot of you did a wonderful job. But the one who got them all right and told me what they had in common was our friend Javi Lopez. So excellent job, buddy. All right, so the next word is knelt. Now, this is a weird word because it starts with a K. Right? Knelt. Now, a lot of you got this one wrong. You put nailed. No? Nailed is clavado. You nailed it. Lo has clavado. Nailed. Right? I nailed it to the wall. Lo clavé a la pared. I nailed it to the wall. You nailed it. Lo clavaste, amigo. But no, this one's knelt. Dilo conmigo, por favor, porque veo muchos errores con esta y la primera. Pero bien, aclarando estas matices, right? Okay, so that word was knelt. Es el pasado de kneel. K-N-E-E-L. To kneel is to get on your knees. If you pray, you go to church, then you kneel, right? The congregation knelt at the altar. ¿No? Se pusieron de rodillas. Ahora, esta es igual el participio también. O sea, que estamos aprendiendo los participios también en casi todos los casos. Menos el otro que era sworn, que no es igual. Right? Pero cuando es igual, apúntalo, es facilísimo. Me quedo con esta es igual. Right? So, ¿y cómo se practica los verbos irregulares? Muy fácil. Con el everyday, es que esto es facilísimo. Okay, te coges una lista de internet. Or you get in any of our Vaughn books, we teach you ways we give you examples. Obviously, you can always go the extra mile, hacer un poco más. So every day es la primera columna. Every day I kneel when I wake up, por ejemplo. Yesterday I knelt when I woke up. Pon dos verbos ahí, así con cada uno practicas dos. Yesterday I knelt when I woke up. And lately, I've knelt when I've woken up. Combina, pon dos verbos en una frase. Y practícalos con every day, que es algo habitual, la primera columna. Yesterday, que es algo que pasó en el pasado, ¿no? Y lately, que es la tercera columna, últimamente, el presente perfecto. All right? And that's the best way to practice them aloud. Every day I kneel. Yesterday I knelt. Lately, I've knelt. Okay? The next one. The next word was slid. S-L-I-D. Now, it comes from the word slide. Now, a slide, I'm going to tell you what a slide is como sustantivo. A slide is un tobogán. Right? A water slide, si es de agua, obviamente. And a slide, pues, donde juegan los niños, un tobogán. ¿Y qué es lo que haces en un tobogán? What do you do on a slide? You slide down the slide. Deslizar. You slide down the slide. Muy fácil, acuérdate de esto. Pero no es slided, es slid en pasado. So every day I slide, right? Or vamos a platos tectonic plates. Every day tectonic plates slide. Se deslizan. Last year, the tectonic plates in California slid. Right. And lately, they've slid. Así que otro que el participio es igual que el pasado, donde no tienes que aprender una palabra nueva. All right? Slide, slid, slid. Also, I slid, resbalarse, obviamente, deslizar, resbalar, resbalarse, right? So, great word there, slide. A mudslide, este desprendimiento, a landslide, ¿no? Cuando cae tierra o barro, we call it a mudslide or a landslide. Una victoria por goleada is called a landslide victory. A landslide, right? So, that word. No solo tobogán, amigos. El pasado, la palabra que vimos, slid. Slide, slid, slid. All right. And the final word. The final word was swam. Swim, swam, swum. Ahora no es igual. La tercera columna es con U, la que dije yo era con A. Swam. Right? Every summer, I swim at the beach. Last summer, I swam at the beach. And lately, I've swum a lot. Lately, I've swum a lot. Practica estos. Swim, swam, swum. Hay que vocalizar. Si no, solo estoy practicando yo y solo estáis practicando el listening. Right? Take it a step further. Guys, we're going to a commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So, stick around.
Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan, un curso a su medida con los mejores profesores y el método más eficaz. Clases de 6 alumnos como máximo durante 3 meses en un horario totalmente flexible a elegir entre 1 y 2 clases semanales.
Ahora es el momento. Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales 100% método Vaughan. Clases 100% orales en grupos reducidos. Todos los niveles. Así que no pierdas ni un segundo más e infórmate ahora en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Manolito, sal del coche, que hasta las 5 no tienes clase de inglés, hombre, y son las 3. Manolito, que salgas del coche, te he dicho.
Tus hijos adorarán la vuelta al cole si los apuntas al Club Junior de Vaughan. Clases divertidísimas con los mejores profes de inglés para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Sabes que puedes tener un profesor Vaughan en tu empresa? Con nuestro programa Inglés in Company, creamos planes de formación a medida de cada alumno de cada grupo y nuestros profesores se desplazan a tu empresa en el horario que mejor se adapte a vuestras necesidades. Inglés in Company, el método Vaughan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
Tres meses y luego, ¡pum!, ya está. ¡Qué fácil!
Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo 3 meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¡Ay, que tengo clase de inglés ahora! ¿Pero seré?
¿Necesitas una agenda? Con la agenda Vaughan ahora podrás organizar tu vida. Mientras aprendes inglés, aprende expresiones, vocabulario y pronunciación en tu día a día y sin esfuerzo con la agenda Vaughan. Solo 9,95. Consíguela ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en grupovaughan.com.
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más.
Hello, my name is Rafa and I am from Vaughan Town.
I am Julia and I am from Vaughan Town.
My name is Fran and I am from Vaughan Town too.
And me.
And me.
And me.
La población de Vaughan Town no para de crecer, porque cada vez son más las personas que deciden mejorar su nivel de inglés viviendo una experiencia única de inmersión en el idioma. 6 días de convivencia en inglés que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Reserva ya tu plaza y únete a los miles de habitantes de Vaughan Town que ya han alcanzado un excelente nivel de inglés. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com y la próxima vez que te pregunten por tu inglés podrás decir I am from Vaughan Town.
¿Sabes que puedes tener un profesor Vaughan en tu empresa? Con nuestro programa Inglés in Company creamos planes de formación a medida de cada alumno, de cada grupo, y nuestros profesores se desplazan a tu empresa en el horario que mejor se adapte a vuestras necesidades. Inglés in Company, el método Vaughan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
A ver, ¿qué pone aquí? Please select the first letter of your model number from the drop-down box, the begin search. Uf.
¿El inglés se te hace cuesta arriba? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
Show with No Name.
That's right, folks. Show with No Name time on Vaughn Radio, your favorite radio station. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One ho or another.
That's right. It's one ho or another, my amigos. And we just had a challenge on Twitter. Great job, all of you. Really difficult because I didn't just grab irregular verbs. I tried to get some irregular verbs that I thought were a bit tough or less recognized by non-native speakers. So, guys, if you had difficulty with our listening exercise, don't worry. That's great because now you know you have to really work on those words and words like those. You know, I always tell you, look for patterns. Busca los patrones, you know. So, por ejemplo, el de decir palabrotas o jurar es igual que llevar puesto o desgastar. Wear, wore, worn. Pues esto es swear, swore, sworn. O sea, si te sabes llevar puesto, pues ponle una S delante y tienes el otro. See what I mean? So if you're looking for these patterns, you will find them. But you have to be looking for them. See, there's the secret. You got to be looking for stuff in order to find it. Not always. Sometimes you stumble upon things, encuentras las cosas sin querer. But if your eyes are peeled, como decimos, and you're paying attention, you're going to learn things everywhere you look. And you say, ah, claro, ahora las palabras que son así, todos suenan a ought, bought, caught, fought, thought. Ah, pues ya, si yo sé decir ought, pues toma, ya sé pronunciar 50 palabras en inglés, más. So, guys, that's, you gotta find these little tricks too, because no two people study exactly the same or remember things or associate things exactly the same. And we do that based on our experience. Guys, I also want to remind you, we've got a question, a challenge on our app. If you haven't participated yet, you can do so now. My computer is The Fritz again, que está con me está dando problemillas. Algo que te está dando problemillas is the Fritz. If you know what that is, well, then you guys can participate on our app. And speaking of participation, I think maybe we can take a look at today's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. Name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. It's name that lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right, it's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. All right, folks, well, this is where we look at song lyrics, and I've got to tell you something, this is, this song gets me every time. So here we go, folks. If you know the name of the song and the name of the artist, you can tell us on Twitter at @imalbertoalonso. As always, I'll give you the song lyric in Spanish, and you tell me that info in English. Here we go.
Mamá, ¿debería presentarme para presidente? Mamá, ¿debería fiarme del gobierno? Mamá, ¿me pondrán en la línea de fuego? ¿O es solo una pérdida de tiempo? Calla ahora, bebé, no llores. Mamá hará que se cumplirán todas tus pesadillas. Mamá te va a meter todos sus miedos. Mamá te tendrá aquí debajo de su ala. No te dejará volar, pero quizá te dejará cantar. Mamá va a mantener a bebé cómodo y calentito.
Great song, by the way. And I'll give you guys a clue. I think I told you last week that this guy is coming to Madrid. Este tío viene a Madrid. And the artist. And I got a ticket. Y voy a verlo. I'm sure some of our listeners are going too. And I don't know about, I don't know if you guys heard about this. I know my listeners, I got a lot of rockers out there. I got my tickets for Download Festival, right? Which is going on at the Caja Mágica. Guns N' Roses, Ozzy Osbourne, Marilyn Manson, Judas Priest. So we're going to rock out, guys. That's going to be an awesome concert. I've always wanted to see Ozzy and Guns N' Roses on, you know, together. That's just an awesome weekend, isn't it? And they're two bands that, they're no spring chickens. No son tan jovenzuelos. Well, this guy, who wrote and performs today's Name That Lyric, will be coming to Madrid in the coming year too. 2018, going to be some great concerts here in Madrid. Really, really great rock concerts. All right, so let me give it to you one more time. Mamá, ¿debería presentarme para presidente? Parece un niño pidiendo consejos a su madre, right? He's asking his mom for some advice, right? No advices, for some advice. Es incontable en inglés. Mamá, ¿debería fiarme del gobierno? No. De hecho, cuando lo hacen concierto, dice no después. Mamá, ¿me pondrán en la línea de fuego? Que se dice igual en inglés. ¿O es solo una pérdida de tiempo? Calla ahora, bebé. No llores. Mamá hará que se cumplirán todas tus pesadillas. Mamá te va a meter todos tus miedos, sus miedos, perdona. Mamá te tendrá aquí debajo de su ala. No te dejará volar, pero quizá te dejará cantar. Mamá va a mantener a bebé cómodo y calentito. Oh. All right, so let's see our winners. The top three today. Jayster, Express, and Iñaki. Three rockers over there. Three rockers. In fact, congratulations to Iñaki, who won English on the Go. Mi nuevo libro, English on the Go. Congratulations, Iñaki. I can't wait to sign it and give it to you personally. He's going to be coming to visit here in Madrid. And, we're looking forward to it, Iñaki. It'll be great to personally hand you the book. Me encanta esta palabra, hand. Entregar en mano.
Muy fácil, ¿no? Si sabes decir mano, sabes decir entregar en mano en inglés. I love English because of the simplicity of it. And you guys know this. Yo no soy un tío complicado. I'm a simple, simple guy. Me puedes hasta llamar muy sencillo. But I don't care. I want to be simple. Too much complication going on in this world. We overcomplicate things now, right? All right, so the song is Mother by Pink Floyd. And that's right, Roger Waters is coming to Madrid. I don't know if any other listeners of mine are going, but if you are, last time Roger Waters was here and he did The Wall, in its entirety, it was probably, I've been to hundreds of concerts. I've seen every big band out there, Red Hot Chili Peppers, this one, the other one, Radiohead. I've seen them all. And probably the best show I've ever seen. And it wasn't a concert, guys. It was a show. So if you have money, time, all that stuff you need to go to a concert, I recommend you check out Roger Waters when he comes to Madrid. It's just unbelievable. Elena, she knows it as well, mother. She says, my daughters have their tickets for the download, too. Awesome. Elena, well, your daughters have good taste in music. Ozzy, Guns N' Roses, are you serious? Just with those. And then Rise Against, es otro grupo que me encanta. They're going to be there as well. And Avenged Sevenfold. It's for these metalheads, hard rockers, like me. All right, so let's take a look over here at the lyrics to Mother by Pink Floyd. Now, there are several versions of this song. The best version, in my opinion, you guys can correct me if you have a different, well, not correct me, but let me know your opinion, is the version from the movie. Because there's like a little lullaby going on in the background. There's dun, 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 dun. You know, this nana, this canción de cuna, this lullaby that's happening in the background as he's singing this song. So let's take a look at it. It's a boy asking his mom for advice. Mother, should I run for president? Mother, should I run for president? Now, we say in English to run for office, to run for congressman, to run for president, to run for presentarse. Now, it's really funny because you know how my father says it? Tú sabes que Trump está corriendo para presidente. Lo traduce literalmente. Y lo entiendo porque mi padre oye, he's running for president, right? Entonces mi padre dice, Trump va a correr este año. He's gonna run. Claro, en inglés es un double trouble para los que os encanta el double trouble. Presentarse para presidente o para algo es to run for office, to run for president, to run for, right? Él está corriendo para presidente otra vez. Bueno, es una carrera, ¿no? It is a race. It's a presidential race, isn't it? So, mother, should I run for president? Mamá, ¿debería presentarme para ser presidente? Mother, should I trust the government? Mamá, ¿debería fiarme del gobierno? The government. Careful with the pronunciation here. La V hay que pronunciarlo. Dilo conmigo. The government. The government. La N es un poco muda, ¿eh? Porque es government. Pero la N se come, se una con la M, government. No es government, it's government. La N y la M se mezclan ahí, right? Government. Mother, should I trust the government? Right, and he's got this eerie voice, right? This, oh man, something special about Roger Waters and his songwriting. Well, it's autobiographical, right? The Wall, a lot of his albums are a lot of his songs as well are autobiographical. Mother, will they put me in the firing line? Mother, will they put me in the firing line? Dispararán? Right? Me pondrán en la línea de fuego? Mother, will they put me in the firing line? And to fire is disparar. To shoot or to fire a gun es disparar. Is it just a waste of time? Is it just a waste of time? Es solo una pérdida de tiempo, right? It's a waste of time, right? So pretty cool. I mean, if you haven't heard this song, listen to it. It's really, really good. Mother, it's off the wall. ¿Entiendes el chiste ahí? It's off the wall. Es que viene del disco The Wall, ¿no? Pero it's off the wall también es que está loco. And the wall is off the wall. Es una buena forma de acordarte. Porque Pink, Roger Waters está como una cabra. Y lo ves en la música, en la película, in The Wall. Right? And so you can remember it that way. The movie The Wall is off the wall. La película The Wall es una locura. It's off the wall. Lo conoceráis de Vans. Right? Vans, los que hacen zapatillas. Right? So, mother, will they put me in the firing line? Ooh, is it just a waste of time? Hush now, baby, baby, don't you cry. Hush now, baby, baby. Hush es calla. Hush, be quiet. Hush now, baby, baby, don't you cry. Mama's gonna make all of your nightmares come true. Mama's gonna make all of your nightmares come true. Now, that's a weird line. Because you think mama's gonna make all your dreams come true. But no! Now, this is, The Wall is about an overprotective mother. Right? His father dies in battle. Right? In the story. And it's, as I said, loosely based on Roger Waters' life. And so he had a very overprotective mother. And he built a wall around himself to protect himself from the harsh world. Right? So, mama's gonna make all of your nightmares come true. Mama's gonna put all of her fears into you. Mama te va a meter todos sus miedos. She's gonna put all her fears into you. Mama's gonna keep you right here under her wing. Mama's gonna keep you right here under her wing. Now, I don't know if you use this expression in Spanish. Under her wing is debajo de su ala. O sea, protegido. Think about a mother bird and the baby's under her wing, como protegiéndole, cuidándole, guiándole. Right? She won't let you fly, but she might let you sing. No te dejará volar. She won't let you fly, but she might let you sing. Pero quizá te dejará cantar. So she won't let you. Cuidado, ahí nunca empleamos el tú. She won't let you fly, but she might let you sing. She might. ¿Usáis el might? You might not be using it. Well, you might want to start using it. Quizá querrás empezar a usarlo. Right? Might. M-I-G-H-T. But she might let you sing. Right? Great, great line. I love that. I mean, it's a beautiful song if you haven't heard it. Mama's gonna keep baby cozy and warm. Mama's gonna keep baby cozy and warm. Cozy and warm. Right? Now, we looked at that word last week. Cozy. Right? Cozy es muy cómodo, calentito. I think of my favorite blanket. Well, there you go. Pink Floyd. What do you think, I make up these words I teach you? They're all there in context. Cozy. Mama's gonna keep baby cozy and warm. And man, beautiful song. As I said, if you're gonna listen to the song, which I recommend you do, listen to the movie version, la versión de la película, because it's got that beautiful little lullaby over there. And, well, there you go, folks. Now, Jayster on Twitter says, I was at both Wall Madrid shows, and I must agree, best show ever, period. Mejor show de todos los tiempos, y punto, period. Well, I have to agree, man. I've seen them all. And Roger Waters, Rogelio Aguas, or Rogelio Riega, Rogelio Riega, right, Roger Waters. I don't know if there are tickets left. No sé si quedan entradas, but if there are, you won't regret it. He's coming. I don't think he's going to do the entire wall this time, right? I think he's going to do some songs off the wall. Locas, viste? Pero también de the wall. He's going to do some songs off Dark Side of the Moon, right, which is... I mean, how many great albums does Pink Floyd have? So, and guys, he's no spring chicken. No es tan jovencito, yeah, Roger Waters. All right, well, that's today's Name That Lyric. All right, guys, well, I want to take a look at our first challenge that we had on the app. And let's see, I've got 145 participants. And let's see how many of you got it right. 81% got it right. Great job, amigos. The correct answer was, my computer is on the Fritz again. My computer is on the Fritz again. And if something is on the Fritz, it's giving you problems. It's not working correctly, right? It's on the Fritz. La preposición que buscábamos ahí era on. Let's give them another challenge here on the app. Yo creo que pueden. I think you guys can handle another challenge. Let's see. Let's give them a tough one over here. All right. Here's one that's a synonym for cozy. Acabamos de ver la palabra cozy otra vez. De Roger Waters, de la mano de Roger Waters esta vez. Right? Y lo vimos la semana pasada. But there was a rhyming expression that we used. All right, so here it is. Fill in the blank, guys. My dog, Simon, is snug as a in a rug. No sé qué es un poco largo. Dices, ¿qué? ¿Todo eso para decir cómodo, calentito? Bueno, sí. Nosotros nos creemos graciosos también. Right? We like to be funny. We like to, you know, make people laugh too. Why not? Right? With our rhyming. So there's a little clue. I've just given you a huge clue, guys. It rhymes. Rima y todo. My dog, Simon, is snug as a in a rug. If you know what that is, well, you guys can let us know on our app. All right, guys, I think it's time for today's news report. So, Juanjo, let's get this show on the road.
Extra. Read all about it. Extra. It's time for the news report on the show with no name.
The show with no name.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's the news report. All right, guys. Now, I know that there's a fantasma living in the White House in the United States. Now, we don't use the word the way you guys do. You guys say, este es un fantasma, right? We say a show-off would be un fantasma, show-off. Alguien que le gusta presumir, right? So I know we've got a show-off, fantasma en español, living in the White House, but the White House, or as we commonly call it in the United States, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, ¿no? ¿Ves que el número va delante en inglés? 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is haunted. Encantado. Now, you'd think, yeah, the White House, how can the White House be haunted? Well, think about how many people have lived there and how many things have gone on there and civil wars and all this crazy stuff. And it even burned, you know, it was lit on fire. Well, maybe there is some paranormal activity. I mean, think just when you think of how many people lived in that house, right, throughout its history, a lo largo de su historia. So what is where are the haunted areas, the most haunted areas? If you ever go to Washington, D.C., these are the areas you got to look out for. All right. The areas, as I say, Cuarto Milenio areas. I love Iker, by the way. All right. The Rose Garden. Now, El Jardín de Rosas, the Rose Garden. Now, Dolly Madison was President James Madison's wife, the first lady, Dolly Madison. Well, she decided to start a rose garden, right? And, well, It was there for many, many years. And then when President Wilson was in office, remember, when he ran for president and then became president, they decided that they were going to dig up, you know that word, dig, dug, dunk, come on. They were going to dig up that garden and move it to another place. And, well, after a couple weeks, they gave another communication and said, we are not going to touch the Rose Garden. Now, supposedly, they had received some communications from the other world, communications from Dolly Madison that said, don't you dare, no te atreves, don't you dare touch that garden. That Rose Garden stays there. And, well, to this day, that Rose Garden is where Dolly Madison put it. And some people who have even thought about moving it said, nah, it's not a good idea. And even now, they say, a lot of different parts of the White House smell of roses. Huelen a rosas. And they say that's Dolly Madison. That's her presence still in there, right? Let's see. The second floor hallways, right? Los pasillos de la segunda planta. You could see Abe Lincoln walking around the hallways. That's right, the 16th president, Abe Lincoln. And who saw him? Well, Roosevelt's wife, President Truman. So a lot of these sightings, now sightings are cuando ves algo, right? O experimentas algo, right? A lot of these sightings were not confirmed by one person. That's the thing. Several people experienced and have seen Abe Lincoln in there. In fact, Prime Minister, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill was having a hot bath and he was smoking a cigar. And when he got out of this hot bath, he ran into, that's right, ran into and se encontró con Abraham Lincoln sitting by the fireplace. So the person they see the most, the ghost that they see the most, is Abraham Lincoln. And as I said, not one person has confirmed this. This was Churchill. This is Ms. Roosevelt. This is Truman as well. So, and Winston Churchill vowed, prometió, he vowed to never stay in the Lincoln bedroom again. These are just some of the stories, but that's enough to keep me out of the White House. Yeah, I'll just admire it from the outside. Guys, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Ese profesor Molón
is in the house.
Ese video de London
is in the house.
Y todos los phrasal verbs
are in the house.
Ahora con el curso online de Vaughan tienes todo lo que necesitas para mejorar tu nivel de inglés in your house o donde tú quieras. Pruébalo y verás. Te lo ponemos muy, muy fácil. Profesores Vaughan online, tutorías y seguimiento y contenidos exclusivos.
Todo in your house.
Contrátalo hoy en grupovaughan.com.
¡Ay, que tengo clase de inglés ahora! ¿Pero seré?
¿Necesitas una agenda? Con la agenda Vaughan ahora podrás organizar tu vida. Mientras aprendes inglés, aprende expresiones, vocabulario y pronunciación en tu día a día y sin esfuerzo con la agenda Vaughan. Solo 9,95. Consíguela ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en grupovaughan.com.
Hello, good morning.
A las 7:30, haz las mañanas más productivas. Más radio, más Vaughan, mucho más. Richard Vaughan Live.
Bienvenido al curso para aprender inglés mientras duerme. Durante los próximos días voy a acompañarle en sus sueños con hipnosis pedagógica y usted hablará inglés en 5 días. Garantizado. Ahora busque un lugar cómodo. Túmbese con los pies en alto, cierre los ojos y relájese. Relax, relax.
Que
no te cuenten cuentos. No existen los milagros para aprender inglés mientras duermes, por mucho que te guste la idea. Pero con nuestros cursos trimestrales puedes mejorarlo en solo 3 meses. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. GrupoVaughan.com.
¡Ay, que tengo clase de inglés ahora! ¿Pero seré?
¿Necesitas una agenda? Con la agenda Vaughan ahora podrás organizar tu vida. Mientras aprendes inglés, aprende expresiones, vocabulario y pronunciación en tu día a día y sin esfuerzo con la agenda Vaughan. Solo 9,95. Consíguela ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en grupovaughan.com.
Manolito, sal del coche, que hasta las 5 no tienes clase de inglés, hombre, y son las 3. Manolito, que salgas del coche, te he dicho.
Tus hijos adorarán la vuelta al cole si los apuntas al Club Junior de Vaughan. Clases divertidísimas con los mejores profes de inglés para niños.